stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me, shock me, shock me with that deviant behavior.
Renegade, Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Well, I got a woman mean as she can be.
Well, oh, do I ever.
Got a woman mean as she can be.
That's me.
That's you, Marla. Richie and Marla, it's a Tuesday. The Muslims won't like that.
Sing it, Roy.
I think they need more mean women over there in Islam or whatever the fuck they call it. Fucking garbage.
Well, I ain't bragging. It's understood. Everything
I like this song, man. It's cool. I got a woman. That is sexy as can be. And mean, too. What a prick.
I'm only mean to you, Richie. Yeah. It's my job.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Rack?
Rack and roll.
Shake yeah. that rack.
A rack. Anyway, a little bit of Roy Orbison on a Tuesday, Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie, along with Marla. And so what's new? Hi, Marla. How are you?
Aloha, Richie.
That's not aloha. Fuck that.
No, I'd like to say aloha to Renegade Nation.
Okay.
And welcome to fabulous Las Vegas.
Fabulous
baby.
Las Vegas, yes. It's very,
see,
very, it's a
see,
lot of fun.
You can take the girl out of Hawaii.
But you can't.
But you can't take Hawaii out of the girl.
I can. I can just throw you aloha shit out. Anyway, we met this really cool chick yesterday, and she's going to be coming on, I think.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, Crystal. So we'll see what happens with that. And we're meeting a lot of new people here, and we have entertainers and strippers and a lot of people that will be coming on. I can't wait.
It's been very exciting here in Vegas. We've had Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears is performing.
Jeez, I don't care about them.
I know you don't.
I really don't. You want to go to a Britney Spears concert?
Neither,
Marla?
Thank
Neither.
You.
Neither. I would like to see tits and ass. That'd be fun.
You know what I
That's
think
about
is really
it.
Funny?
Yeah, what's that, Marla?
That Jennifer Lopez is making a movie about the boy next door when she's always going out with the younger men.
She's always banging the boy next door. It's easy to do a movie like that when you're banging the boy next
she's
door.
She's just playing herself.
Yeah, exactly. It's really simple. Those little nipples are sticking out at the Golden Globes and all that nonsense. And she has the little, what do they call those guys? The, you know, the boyfriend, boy toy. The boy toy's there looking really
She's
handsome.
Got a lot
and he
of
has,
boy toys.
He has his face right up that ass. That's exactly where his face is.
Do you know what she made here in Vegas for her New Year's Eve
$400,000 for a performance at Caesars, I think.
No. Wasn't she at the Hard Rock?
No, Caesars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, what do I know?
They're trying to establish residency for her.
You know, when you hang it on the strip after a while, it's all the same because you're usually in a drunken haze.
Well, anyway, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't waste my money going to see either one
well,
of them.
Well, if they paid me, I'd go.
Yeah, I would do that, but I still wouldn't be happy about it. Anyway, so a lot of stuff going on in the news. You know about the shooting that happened in Paris last week. We feel sorry for all those people. Again, free speech is under attack, Renegade Nation. Obama does not go to the parade of the big march, and he wasn't there because he was more interested in watching football. Could care less.
After playing golf for 2 weeks straight.
And then when the guy got his head hacked off, he was playing golf and laughed it off. No big fucking deal to him.
Why should he care?
You know what? I don't think Obama, Marla, has any type of he's like his blood is ice cold. He just doesn't
he's
care.
He's as cold as ice.
Cold as ice, as Foreigner once said. Yes. So we have this mess in Europe, and Renegade Nation, again, we've been talking about it for years, and the French and the British have let the Muslims come into their countries, and now they have sectioned off parts of the country. Hold on, Marla. They have sectioned off their part of the country, and now when the French authorities or the British authorities want to get in, if there's an issue or a problem or whatever, they won't let them in. So I blame this on France and England, to begin with, for letting them in. And they are now coming into our country. We have issues here.
They're infiltrating us like crazy.
In fact,
before you bring that up, one thing I do want to say about the Parisians, at least they did a protest. We in America don't even do protests.
Exactly, Marla.
They had, you know, millions of people. The only protests we get are against the poor police who are trying to protect us.
Notice Ferguson has gone right off the map. All that stuff. This is called diversion, Renegade Nation. Diversion, divert them into something else so they can do something else behind your back. And as we've been saying for years, it continues on and you continue to fall for it. It's amazing that you continue to fall for this nonsense and bullshit that they have been pressing forward. And now the Muslims are now entering in and doing whatever they want to do. And this terrorist and all of these acts are just horrific. And we live on this earth. We are only here by ourselves and we cannot even get along. That's why we are here. And the other day, Marla, if you recall, I showed you the Gemini spacecraft.
You did.
Picture.
Yes.
And Renegade Nation, Gemini was back in the 60s when they were, NASA was exploring space and how to get out there and get
the
out
moon.
Further and the moon and all this other stuff. Anyway, there was two little red dots that were on this picture. And they couldn't figure out for the life of them what the hell these two little red dots were.
They knew, Rich. They're just letting us
okay,
know
Okay, well,
now.
Maybe they did know. But I think you're right, Marla. They did know. They didn't want to explain what the red dots were. Well, Renegade Nation, those two little red dots, when they some photographer who is extremely high-end in technology decided to zero in on this picture, zoom in on these two little red dots.
And guess what they were?
What were they, Marla?
Alien craft.
They were alien spacecraft viewing what us humans were doing in outer space. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is that a year ago, October, we were sitting in Lahaina.
In a driveway.
In a
cul-de-sac.
Yeah, in a cul-de-sac.
With our Hawaiian friends.
Okay, Marla. And all of a sudden, we saw three red dots above Lanai and way, way out there in space. And there was no noise, Renegade Nation. There was nothing. But what happened was there was three of them. There was one in the center and one on the right and one on the left of the center one. And we watched this. And the two on the ends, the right end and the left end, merged into the center red dot and then moved out of the center red dot with no type of explosion and no type of noise. We watched it for approximately...
About 20 minutes.
Was it 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so?
I mean, we were all stunned.
We were stunned.
And they kept moving around. It was almost like the lights were streaking.
Now, we watched this live in Maui. And then this picture pops up the other day, and it's on the Sky Pilot Radio Facebook page. You can see the two little red dots. Now, we saw those two dots. We saw those two red dots. They were red just like they were in the picture from 1966 from Gemini. So there's a lot of people out there that believe that we are not alone in the universe.
There's a lot of people out there that know we are not alone in the universe. They've known for over 100 years.
Well, the point of the matter is the picture of the two dots that were in the picture from Gemini in 1966, we saw that in person on Maui a year ago, October.
And there you have it.
Thank you. I should work for NASA. I should be a spokesperson. Yeah.
Well, you should be considering who your ancestor is.
Yeah, well, my ancestor is Johannes Kepler. And you know, Kepler spacecraft is out there and they think they found another Earth. That's another. We need a UFO person on or a space person like Bob. What was his name, Bob?
Oh my gosh, I feel like a deer caught in the headlights.
Bob, I'm sorry.
The physicist.
Yeah, the physicist.
Bob the physicist.
Thank you, Marla. Can't remember all the shows. We've done over 3,000 shows. I can't remember. But anyway, he was into that, all the dimensional type of thing on how they move and stuff.
How very shortly really we'll be able to just move right in between the space-time continuum.
Mm-hmm. And what made my week last week was this.
What?
When the Dallas Cowboys lost to Green Bay. I was so happy, Renegade Nation. I couldn't believe that fat fuck from that governor from New Jersey,
Chris Christie,
with his orange little mush moo 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 joke bullshit, whatever the hell that was, and that loser, what's his name, the quarterback?
Brett Favre?
No, Brett Favre. Tony Romo. Mark.
Tony Romo.
Again, another loser.
Well, you know, I get all the losers mixed up. I'm sorry.
Well, he lost again. Renegade Nation.
I am no football expert.
I was thrilled to death that they lost that game. I was so happy. And but notice they didn't show that fat fuck governor from New Jersey who should be rooting for the Eagles or the Giants, either one, because it's New Jersey. He is sitting in the box with Jerry Jones, the owner, and I bet he was crying because he couldn't lick any more ass. It was amazing.
He was probably licking ice cream cones and eating popcorn. I mean, anything he could get his mouth on, you know.
And get fatter.
Chris Christie.
I figured he was going to jam up another bridge because he was so pissed off that he lost Marla.
You're right. You said that to me. Jam up another bridge.
He's so pissed off.
He probably had a jam up in his intestinal system.
He's so pissed off he didn't get what he wanted, so he's going to jam up another bridge. So stand by for you listeners in New York and North Jersey. If he closes up a bridge, you know why.
Who was the other guy they were playing up that totally lost? You know, the one who...
Oh, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
that's who
losers.
I was trying to think of earlier.
Another bunch of fucking losers. All they do is build them up and build them up and build them up. Like, oh, God damn it. Will you please stop it? Stop it. I'm so sick of this. And what happens? The Colts come in and just obliterate them.
And what do they do at the end of the game?
They fired the coach.
No, they're showing the team. They don't even show the winning team.
Well, because of the way
had to show Peyton Manning. They showed his back walking into the locker room.
Yeah,
I'm like,
the
where's the winning team?
How come they didn't have the camera in his face with tears drawing down his face and he's going, Nationwide is on my side. Nationwide is on my side. Well, he's not on your side anymore, Peyton. I think Peyton's days are numbered. They fired the coach yesterday, and I think the whole coaching staff got fired at Denver because of what happened. Because the media,
goodbye and good riddance.
The media builds them up into the godlike monster that they're supposed to be, or they are, or whatever they say they are. And I'm sitting there going, thank God I'm not a gambler. Even though I live in Las Vegas, I would never, ever, Renegade Nation, ever gamble a football game based on what I saw over the weekend with the Dallas game in Green Bay and Denver and Indianapolis. There is no way, no way, listening to these
no way, no how
morons. They're morons. These people build things up like they know who's going to win the game and they don't know shit. And they get paid a lot of money doing that play-by-play garbage and their post-game analyses and all that crap.
It is a bunch of crap, and you know I hate the NFL because they're not-for-profit.
Yeah, I know they're not for profit. I don't think too many people
know. They keep all that friggin' money to themselves.
Of course.
They don't care about you, the viewer, or the people in the stadium.
They started that nonprofit in 1966. A lot of people do not know about that.
Well, that's why I like to bring it up, because it pisses me the hell off. It's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, I know it is. Well, there's a lot of people like myself that know about that, and I rarely do watch football anymore. I don't really care about it.
I know you don't. You kind of really hate it.
Well, I do. I used to do an NFL talk show.
I know you did.
A long time ago, but that's a whole different
thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm so talented over here.
You were fan man.
Fan man. I was fan man. Remember when I was taking all those players on, Marla, and I called them out.
And
on
you were always right, because you're the prophet.
I called them out on the 2007 a Super Bowl.
And
that the
did.
Giants would play New England, and I was right. And I remember that. And then they had to bow down to me.
I remember, because that was back in the day when I was afraid to even go on the radio.
That's right. You wouldn't go on the radio.
Nope.
Let me see what song this is. Then we're going to take a break. I don't know what it is. Well, this is a good song. Let's see what's the next one.
This is What's Her Face.
You sound like me.
I'm brain dead.
What song's this?
That's What's Her Face again.
Okay, I don't
You know,
want
Fleetwood Mac, What's Her Face?
I want Gypsy. Where's Gypsy? Is this Gypsy?
No.
Okay, maybe.
But that was
one.
A good song, though. One of my faves.
Oh, this is the one I like.
Well, Richie and I have decided that we are going to become gypsies. We already are gypsies. We've been coming to you live from California, Nevada, Hawaii, and who knows where we'll turn up next. To a man, to the velvet.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
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 Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm calling about the ad in the advertiser.
Yes. In the advertiser, yes.
Yes.
What are you calling on?
I'm calling about the ad that you had in the advertiser.
What was the ad I had?
You had the ad for the sofa bed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I had to. It sold.
Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes. How much is it?
It was $60 and I sold it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When should I come to pick it up?
I, It's already sold.
Yeah, I know, but I'm the one who was going to buy it.
No, you can't buy it because I've sold it to somebody else.
No, I want to buy the sofa bed for $60. That's the good price.
It has been sold. Somebody has already bought it.
Okay. Well, I want to buy it.
You can't buy it when I've already sold it.
Why not?
It's sold.
Okay, well, I'll take it.
It's sold. I can't sell it to you because it's sold.
Why not?
It's sold. It's already sold.
I don't care if it's already sold. I want this sofa bed for $60. You put the ad in the advertiser.
And I've already, somebody else has bought it.
No,
How can I sell it to two people? I can't sell it to two people.
That's not fair for you to do, because you put the ad in there.
And I've sold it. I didn't put that ad in there just for you. I put it in there for anybody that wanted it. And the first person to come by, I sold it to her.
Yes, and I'm the person who wants it.
Well, you too late.
No, don't tell me that, because you put the ad in there. I read the ad, and I called, and I want to buy it.
What I told you is I can't sell. I don't have but one, and it's sold.
I know, and I'm the one who wants to buy it. $60, that's a good deal.
Are your freedoms being destroyed?
Like free speech?
Shut up!
Then fucking stay here and be blunt about it.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Be right back.
Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas. My name is Richie, along with Marlo, where we don't sugarcoat shit. This is where the Muslims hang out in London.
You wander around on your own little cloud when you don't see the why. Disagree.
Culturaya law.
To reason is not what you care for.
I know, I'm a racist, a bigot.
I've heard it all a million times before.
I love this song.
It's showing your age.
Okay, for the Muslims.
Don't sleep in the studio, Richie.
Don't sleep in the subway, darling. The night is long. Forget your foolish pride. Nothing's wrong. Now you're
the... Anyway, I like this music. And if you don't like it, turn it the fuck off.
Screw you.
Screw you. Screw you.
So what was your point?
I don't know. Yeah.
We're sitting here just kind of orchestrating out to music before my time.
I'm trying to find...
Be a music expert.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, this is the thing. Now, we talked about this bitch for so long before anybody even knew who the bitch was.
Is it Grandma Pelosi?
Grandma Pelosi, yes.
I guessed it right.
Remember when we did the Wicked Witch of the West? And
yes,
she blew
I do.
Up the Wizard
Ding
of Oz
dong,
music.
Witch is dead.
That was in 2010, I think.
From the Broadway musical.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Anyway. So we...
I really suck today. My voice is all hoarse.
Don't worry about it. You sound fine.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. It sounds like there's something down your throat. I won't say what it is. Anyway.
I had a few things down my throat.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
you're going to have something down your throat later tonight.
No, I'm not.
Pelosi. You know, Grandma Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi. And you know who that is because a lot of our followers and listeners and fans, Carl Hoogby included, he's a Fox News insider, by the way.
He's an insider.
He's an insider.
Because I'm in a Renegade Talk Radio. Insider.
And if you have any news that you need to report to us, you know where to go. RenegadeTalk@gmail.com and we
That's
will
us.
Put it up. Yeah. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi to name, listen to this, Renegade Nation.
Now, this is really highly irritating.
Irritating! She's going to name the first Muslim lawmaker to the House Intelligence Committee. How fucking
brilliant idea!
How fucking stupid is that?
We're going down.
Going down, mofos. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, I thought she had no power, announced in a closed-door meeting on announced Tuesday she would name the first Muslim lawmaker to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. A senior Democratic aide said Representative Andre Carson of Indiana would be named in the coming days to the key... Listen to me!
Drum roll, please.
The key National Security Focus Panel.
The key National Focus Security Panel. I didn't even know we had one. But Richie, what's wrong with this? We have a Muslim as a president. So what if there's a lawmaker Muslim?
That's right. I forgot about that.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
They're already taking over America and Paris and Britain. Who cares?
Why am I getting so excited? What am I so upset for?
I already have 10 burkas in the closet. I'm ready.
Hear me out, Renegade Nation. You better stop this in its tracks right now and don't listen to these far left liberal fucking punks who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Our country and the world is in a change.
We're going to hell in a handbasket.
Hold on. You need to listen. You need to listen up to what's going on. We've been talking about this for a long time. You wanted hope and change and hope from Mr. Hope and Change. Look where you're at now. He won't even attend the march in Paris with these poor people being died because your freedom of speech is being taken away. And I can guarantee you people like me will be shut down.
Well, the Obama...
And other people that I know.
The Obaminator that aren't just too. Doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't give a shit about us. He gives a shit about the high-end banksters. And I'm going to talk about that later, too, because a shitload of banksters are committing suicide or supposedly, allegedly committing suicide, which I firmly believe they're not. I firmly believe that they're being murdered because they know too much bullshit. Don't get me started.
It's murder.
Don't get me started.
She wrote... My voice is all quivery. I can't stand
it. Okay, now the intelligence committee that this moron is going to be appointed to from that fucking Nancy Pelosi.
Grandma Pelosi.
Listen to this. Renegade Nation will most likely tackle a series of high-profile international crises.
He'll tackle somebody, all right.
During the 114th Congress, including the threat of Islamic militants and the Ukraine.
He's going to tackle the Islamic militants?
When the media reached out to Mr. Carson's office, they didn't return a request for a comment. I wonder why.
Because he's hiding in his underground cave.
It's absolute. What the hell is going on in our country? What? You voted for this nonsense. And then I read today that the food stamps, the people on food stamps has risen even higher.
How high is it?
It's about, I don't know. It's higher. I know that. It's high. It's about 48 million, 49 million.
Hey, if things keeps going the way they are, you and I are going to have, what do they call them, EBT cards? Is that what they call those? You know, they used to be food stamps, but now they're like credit cards.
Remember that lady, Carmela Harris? Remember the one Patty Cakes hated?
Carmela Harris.
The one with the marijuana stuff, all that. The attorney general, I think, of California. Guess what? She might be running for a Barbara Boxer's Senate seat, who we hate her, too.
We do.
Remember that? We talked about her a long time ago. But anyway.
Barbara Boxer, she needs to go. She's been around way too long.
I just can't believe, Renegade Nation, that they would put, at the time of what's going on in this country, a Muslim on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
Why are you so surprised?
I can't figure out how these people think.
The Abominator probably went out and found the guy. There's probably a whole bunch of them. And what's wrong with that? So we're turning into a socialist country.
Well, we've been talking about it for a long time. If you go to Facebook, there's a lot of people on there.
Real interesting, too, is all of the British that have defected to America are now leaving America in droves.
Yeah. You know why? When they got the healthcare Renegade Nation, Obominable's healthcare plan.
They went, fuck this shit.
The expatriates of Britain that moved here to get a better deal, they got fucked. And now they're going back to Britain because it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Why do you think they're leaving? The people from Britain that came here and left their citizenship to be United States citizens are going back to Britain.
I might just go with them, but I'm kind of scared. I'm scared to go anywhere.
Economist Martin Armstrong warns that the twin attacks in France will be used by world leaders, that is the banksters.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't say world leaders, we say banksters.
The world leaders aren't in charge of the world. It's the behind-the-scenes banksters.
Thank you, Marla. To push for restrictions, now listen to this, on internet privacy and the total elimination of encrypted communications.
Encrypted.
Mr. Armstrong, who correctly predicted the 1987 Black Monday crash as well as the 1998 Russian financial collapse, writes that, quote, they are using this latest event precisely as they use 9/11 to strip us of all rights. It's coming down.
Absolutely.
Everybody from Alex Jones, from Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, ourselves, Carl Higbee, Hannity at Fox, and all these people have been saying this for years. Are you going to start? We need, like you said, Marla, to start protesting in the streets like they did overseas.
And like they used to do in the 1960s and early 70s. Everyone is so complacent. They think they can write on social media and that's going to do something. It doesn't. Do you even know? Who's the idiot that created Facebook?
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Zuckerberg just bought a big old chunk of an island in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, they're the banksters.
Yeah,
the
banksters.
Only certain people get in. We didn't get in. Anyway, yeah, continuing.
We tried, but they hate us.
Continuing on, The Economist also relates how he has been told behind the scenes that, listen to this, quote, Renegade Nation, listen, they are looking to use this as a new push to gather all taxes they stupidly think will keep them operating. Quote, they are brain dead and cannot see that what they are doing is destroying everything, concludes Armstrong. Now, the shooting and the subsequent attack on a Jewish grocery store were followed by an alleged ISIS attack the other day, Renegade Nation, of the Pentagon.
Huh?
The Pentagon's Twitter account was hacked by ISIS, as they say. I don't believe any more of this nonsense that they're coming out with, because you don't know what to believe anymore, because our leaders, which are called, quote unquote, the banksters, are controlling everything. So
and
whatever you're hearing or reading.
Maniacal liars. They're power hungry maniacs.
Despite the fact, according to the group, which calls itself Anonymous, the hack leads back to Maryland, home of the NSA, the White House is likely to cite the incident as another reason to push for the reanimation of controversial legislation, as well as executive action, which will impose new controls, listen,
over guns,
on the World Wide Web, which is called the what, Marla? The Internet.
The Internet? What
they're
the
gonna control,
fuck's the Internet?
They're going to control the Internet now, Renegade Nation.
Oh,
they don't want you to have freedom of speech. They are going to control everything so you don't have a say-so, and that includes us right here. We're going to be shut down, I can guarantee you, in the next few years.
And you know what? I really hate to admit it, but I'm with you. They're going after the Internet. They don't want people like you and I out there speaking.
No, they don't. They don't want any of us speaking. They want us controlled. Mind control, Renegade Nation.
It's just like that clip we played at the last show from George Carlin.
Yeah.
They want obedient servants.
Obedient servants, that's
people
right.
People that can dig the ditches and mm-hmm. push the papers. They just want obedient servants.
And they want to collect the taxes out of the obedient obedient people. Now, listen to this. Now, the Sony hack. Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We knew this was a fake to begin with. This Sony hack, Renegade Nation, which was blamed on North Korea, but was more likely to have been an inside job. And I'll tell you why. Like I told you before, this is according to experts. And before I even saw this, I already knew what it was.
Hear, hear.
Give me some of that Jim Beam, will you?
Yeah.
It was basically to grease the skids for cybersecurity measures that had previously been considered dead. Also, to promote this stupid movie and to blame North Korea and to incite a worldwide mess. And everybody gets upset. They're very good at what they do. Despite world leaders marching in defense of freedom in Paris just a day after the terrorists were killed, the French president's initial response was to put 10,000 troops on the streets. Here we go.
10,000 troops on the streets of Paris. Would the Obaminator do that
but
for us
no,
Americans?
I'm going to disagree with you. They're moving into martial law. They're putting in the troops on the streets.
Oh, I was wrong.
There's also been
I don't know if I'm wrong or not.
There's also been a discussion of tighter surveillance laws and a French-style Patriot Act, despite the fact that stringent surveillance measures already in place failed to stop the attacks. Well, I'll tell you right now, they let this happen. They wanted this to happen because they want you to be scared. They want you to be controlled by the banksters. You have anything to say about that, Marla?
I'm just thinking. It's just so sick and twisted, and it's
the whole thing. But they make it sick and twisted.
I know, and it's been going on, you know, like Hedrick said, for so long, and this plan has been in place for so long.
It's been a long time coming. They've been building up to this, as Hedrick said. Bill Dean from CBS, Carl Higbee at Fox News, and formerly Renegade, and myself, and a lot of other people. You know what? They have
and
Marla. They have the drones. They have the tanks. They have the satellites. They have everything. They have video cameras everywhere. Everywhere you go, Renegade Nation. I don't care if it's a drugstore, the fucking bathroom. And I don't care where you go. You're being watched.
Your microwave is watching
you. You're being watched in your car. You're being watched in the stores. You're being watched anywhere you go. You're being watched.
The dishwasher is spying on you.
A gun with only as much as ammo as you can carry. Yeah, you won't last long, Renegade Nation, as you think you will. Having guns is just a false way of making sure you feel safe. But really, the reality is your gun is like a slingshot compared to what they have. We paid for their tanks. We paid for their computer. We paid for the technology to go against us. They're going to go against the people that paid to do all this.
Well, that's just like all the food drops over in the Middle East, because there was no boots on the ground. Guess who's getting the food? ISIS.
Remember Carl said that? We armed ISIS?
Yes.
Carl Higbee said that from Fox News.
That's kind of where I remembered that from.
Right, exactly. And Carl has been on this thing for a long, long time. And it's just getting worse. As you see this unfold before your eyes, and here's the other thing. They don't really tell you everything. It's the alternative media, and it's not the mainstream media. They do not want you to know what the fuck is going on.
No, they just want you to go kaboom when they decide the next terrorist attack is going to be, because 9/11 was all planned and Bush knew about it. He was part of it.
It's not a Democratic and it's not a Republican thing. This is now a takeover of the world. The world's banksters want control and they want us to be the slaves. And this Islam thing, and I'm going to tell you, this has been festering for years, Renegade Nation. The Islamic world has hated us for a long time. Now,
they hate the Catholics.
They hate everybody
except themselves.
Everybody is
Remember we saw that guy on the news the other night, that the Muslim leader, I like to call
him
Muslims.
Yeah, he was on Hannity.
And he said, if everyone would just follow what I have to say, there'd be peace in the world.
No, I think
fuck you.
No, I think he said that you need to kneel down to them and
right.
that you need to be listened to them. They want total control
Absolutely.
Of your life.
They do.
And they are going to take now they're going to do it. Now, this has been going on for thousands of years, Renegade Nation. We just never paid attention to them until we got involved in the Middle East. And why do we get involved in the Middle East? Because of 9/11. Now, why did 9/11 happen? There's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there to say a lot of different things. But look at us now compared to where we were in the 90s. Look at the mess that our leadership that we have put into power have put us in this really bad situation. They don't care about you. And if you think they do, you are barely mistaken.
Well, you know who thinks they do, Richie?
Yeah, who's that?
All the people on welfare, food stamps, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, not Medicaid, but Medi-Cal.
Well, yeah, if I take care of you, then I make you lazy and you don't care and you don't give a shit. I mean, they've been on the streets.
All of the illegal aliens that can now have licenses to drive a car. You try going to another country and getting a driver's license when you're not a citizen. Ain't going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen. So,
as a matter of fact, when your work visa is up, you are thrown out of that country.
Thrown out.
And if they find you, you're thrown out on your ass. Goodbye, motherfucker.
Well, it's not going on right now over in Europe. Europe is a mess. Renegade Nation. And here's the other thing.
Well, if there's anyone listening in Europe, please email us or Facebook us on Sky Pilot Radio. It's our Facebook page. We'd really like to know what's going on over there and how you feel about it.
Okay, Europe right now is a mess. It's been a mess. And guess what? Renegade Nation, our listeners around the United States and Canada, we have not been informed as to what is going on in Europe. They don't want you to know what's going on in Europe and until something like this happens and they can't keep control of it. But there's been a lot of shit that has led up to this that you and me And our fans and our listenership and everybody around the United States have not been included to. You are not included. Like George Carlin said, you are an obedient slave. You don't need to know what's going on. They will do whatever they want, and you just sit there and behave yourself.
Well, he said 20 years ago, they're coming after your Social Security.
Oh, well, they are.
And he was right.
Well, they don't want us. Anybody that's over 50, they want you dead.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
I hate to be negative, but they want you dead because they don't want to pay the
Social Security. You're useless.
They don't want to pay the Social Security that you paid into for your whole working life, and now that money is going to illegal aliens that don't deserve the money. Can't you see what's going on? Now we elected the Republican Senate and the Republican Congress, and they're still fighting. They still can't get their act together.
Well, even when they do, the Obaminator's going to go, veto!
Veto!
I'm telling you, he can't wait.
It's a mess. Anyway, this has been going on. We've been talking about, we started talking about Sharia law in 2010, I think, Marla, is that right? On this radio station.
Yeah, when everyone thought we were absolutely insane.
We were insane kooks and everything else. Now they are instilling this Sharia law into these countries, and that Sharia law overrides the legal laws of that said country.
Of the U.S.
Well, I said said country.
Right.
So depending on the country, whether it's Britain, France, United States, Australia, they have their little conclaves. And what they do is they bring in their Sharia law. And Sharia law overrides the law of the land, which isn't...
I don't get that.
Well,
I guess all these judges must be crooked.
Because the banksters are setting this up. The banksters have been setting this up for a long time. This is a long time coming, Renegade Nation. It started a long time ago. And something, and I hate to say it, but something's going to happen in the U.S. And when it does, maybe it's going to wake you up. Maybe it's going to say, you know
or
what?
Or you'll be dead.
Maybe you're going to say to yourself, hey, this has to change.
Hey, Richie.
Yes.
Is that picture on your computer a man with pig ears?
That's a man with pig ears, yes.
I thought so.
Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, sorry for the rant. No, I'm not sorry.
Don't be sorry.
No, I'm not. I'm not sorry.
It's what you do.
It's what I do. I don't think I'll be doing it for too much longer, though.
Well, don't say that.
By the way, Renation, let's get into this, too.
Yeah.
The banksters. Okay. There have been a ton of banksters that are dying.
Dropping dead.
Now, you're not going to be...
Jumping?
All kind of things. I'll go through them with no names, but...
Okey-doke.
They are not reporting on these banksters. Because when the bankster dies, and if they die in Great Falls, Minnesota, you're not going to hear about it in San Francisco or any place else. You're just going to hear about it in Great Falls, Minnesota. Yeah, they're not going to broadcast it on the media that this banker jumped out of a building or drank antifreeze or whatever the hell he did. But we here at Renegade do our research, and we try to find out, and I'm trying to open my research up, and it's not opening up, Marla. I hope this thing didn't jam up on me.
Well,
I got a big problem.
We still have a few technical difficulties, considering a lot of our equipment is in Maui.
Okay, so what's going
on? Someday we'll go get it.
That's working. No, you can go get it. I'm not going back over there.
I'll go get it.
Okay, you can go.
I'd be more than happy to go over there.
Now, I'm trying to get this to open up, and it won't open up.
Open.
It's real.
Didn't you used to hate that commercial?
Yeah, open. Here it is. This is astonishing. And again... Renegade Nation, I'm not trying to make it into a sour radio program.
Sour grapes.
I'm just trying to let you know that there are things going on that you don't know about. This is by...
So we just want to scare the shit out of
you.
No, but don't get depressed.
I'm not trying to scare the shit out of anybody. I'm just trying to inform them. This is by Alexander Light. This guy recently stumbled across a list of top bankers that have been killed in cold blood, died in accidents, or have allegedly committed suicide.
Wait,
now, yes, Marla?
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. My throat's hurting. That's why I didn't do it.
I know.
Okay, so
my throat's a wreck.
In some of the cases, their deaths are so suspicious, Renegade Nation, that the suicide verdict is simply ridiculous, as you will see.
Ridiculous?
Now, I'm going to read some of these off. This is really... So, okay, the first one, I'm not going to name the names. And I know one of them, by the way. Remember the one
do
that
I?
Died? Yeah,
okay.
Morgan Stanley.
Yes, I know who
okay.
you mean.
This guy found him dead in a bathtub, throat slashed. Murder weapon is missing. Second
wow.
one, a trader at Midtown's Vertical Group threw himself in front of a speeding Long Island Railroad commuter train.
Now, who in their right mind? Nobody would do that. That's a horrific way to die.
The third one.
I think he was pushed.
Hung himself. The fourth one was J.P. Morgan. Sudden death, they don't know why. Number five, the president and CEO of Rockefeller and Company, apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Number six, managing director of global infrastructure, J.P. Morgan, sudden death caused unknown. Number seven, assistant VP, bank, Islamabad Bank. I don't know.
We know
suicide.
Why
he jumped. Number eight, senior manager at the Bank of Scotland. He fell off a cliff.
Yeah, sure he did.
Number eight, this guy was the senior relationship manager at Ulster Bank, managed portfolio of distressed businesses. Accidental drowning.
He was distressed.
Accidental drowning. Well, hold on.
Yeah, someone accidentally held his head
underwater. I'm not saying their names. This one was 52 in France. Jumped. Suicide. Number 11. Another one, non-bank financial institution supervision department of the regulator, heart attack. And I can go on and on and on.
Well, did you know? Hmm? Yes, you do know. You know.
I know everything.
That
I'm the prophet.
Certain agencies have the ability to walk past you and prick you with something, and then you drop dead right then and there.
Yeah, that's why I watch myself. I have my bodyguards around me. In fact, somebody told me, I'm not going to say who it is, that they pick them up in an armored car and take them to the network. Okay.
We should both be wearing
body armor. You know what? God damn it.
The computer crashed. They're listening to us, Richie.
Okay, I think we got to go. This is still working, though, but everything else crashed.
I think I need to go crash.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot. Now what?
Well, that's why I'm going to get out of it. Anyway, Renegade Nation, I just wanted to say my piece about everything that's going on. I am glad the Dallas Cowboys lost. I am glad Denver lost. They're all going to get fired, and they'll be... maybe they'll end up in Philadelphia. Maybe. I don't know. You never know. Anything else you need
to say? And then the Super Bowl's at the Toilet Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Have you guys ever seen that stadium they built?
I think that's
Glendale,
a beautiful stadium.
Arizona. I was listening to you while I was speaking.
I think it's a beautiful stadium.
It looks like a big toilet.
That's what you think it is.
I do.
We talked
about it years ago.
I think it's beautiful.
It looks like a bedpan, and I was there too. We were there because you did the NFL's.
I did
talk show
about the NFL on some other network. Anyway,
yes.
I was at the stadium. I was at the Super Bowl, met all the VIPs, all the very important players, and it was really fun. I had a good time. So I'll be watching the Super Bowl, and I'll be reminiscing of my time there when I was there.
You will?
Yeah.
Who's in the Super Bowl?
They don't know yet.
Oh.
You got Green-
I thought you might, because you're the prophet.
No, you got Green Bay. Okay, you got Green Bay and Seattle, and then you got New England and Indianapolis, I think.
Oh.
I think that's who's playing.
I'll be sure to miss that.
Yeah, well, you should watch it. You can watch all those tight ends.
Well, I probably will, because then I can go downtown and hang
out with
all the
drunks
and have a really good time.
Well, you can do whatever you need to do.
I know.
Just get the hell out of
it. I do. I always have.
Just leave me alone.
And I will. I don't want to be with you anyhow. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Anyway, Renegade Nation, Richie and Marla out of here. Oh, man.
That's you.
That's me.
Old man, would you look at my life? Look what you're doing to me.
Hey, listen to this song, Randy. Oh, man. We're going to get out of here. Richie Marlowe saying, listen to the song, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Viva Las Vegas!